Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Talking Yanks pregame show. It's game one of the ALDS. It's Yankees versus Rays. It's Garrett Cole versus Blake Snell. Woo! We got lineups. We got starters. We got stuff. And Jake's got a couple diseases. Let's do it. We're in the Roosevelt Studios in the Bronx. RSVLTS. .com. Game one, 8 o'clock. Lineups out, Jake. Producer Zach behind the dish. Jake, how do you feel?
James.
Okay. Pause it. Okay. How you doing?
YouTube, internet, world, and God. How is everyone? I hope you're doing well. I'm doing fantastic. We just got hit with some gentle news. Clint Frazier in the lineup.
Well, don't do lineups yet. We got to go top down.
And then we got hit with some real bang news, which I love. Davey Garcia will be getting game two. You're going to have to tune in to Talking Yanks to hear more about that, because we're talking about today's game.
Game one today.
Game one. Yankees-Rays in San Diego. Oy, 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 oy.
All right, let's do the lineup, Jake.
Yeah.
Let's do the lineup. Let's get to talking. We got stuff to talk about here.
Big time.
Yes, you agree. It's good to start the show in agreement. Zach, do you agree?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. DJ LeMahieu's leading off, playing second base. Aaron Judge, batting second, playing right field. Aaron Hicks follows him up in the three hole. He's playing center field. Luke Voit, DHing. Giancarlo Stanton. Luke Voit playing first base, batting fourth. Giancarlo Stanton, DHing, batting fifth. Gio Urshela, batting sixth. Playing third base, Gleyber Torres at short, batting seventh. That's the same as the two games in Cleveland, correct?
Yes.
Same one through seven. Now it gets changey. Clint Frazier switches out for Brett Gardner in left field against the lefty, Blake Snell, and Kyle Higashioka, Cole's personal catcher. What's got you smiling?
I forgot that not everyone is fully addicted to Twitter, so someone in the chat said, how do you know Davey's starting game two?
Oh.
I was like, well, yeah, if you just heard that from me, probably blows your mind.
You're a newsbreaker.
Heartbreaker. Higgy catching.
Higgy's, yeah, I did that already. Higgy's catching, yeah. To surprise
Cole pitching.
Garrett Cole pitching.
He's an opener.
That they're trying to get some length out of. I don't know where you want to go first. I mean, I think Clint's the biggest shocker because we knew Higgy was catching for Cole. We talked about this on our postgame recap. If there was ever a day to try and get Clint involved in this postseason, it's today.
Yeah.
Lefty Snell on the bump. And Gardner plays off the bench.
Yeah.
He can pinch run. He can be a defensive replacement. He can give you a big at-bat in a needed spot at the end. So I wouldn't have hated it if it was Gardner. I would have tried to talk everyone in, calmed everyone down. I'm like, this is fine. You know, yeah. Gardner's been banging. He was really good for us. But it's the opposite, and I'm fine with that as well. Clint, have yourself a good first two at-bats. I don't need to be hits or anything, but, like, let's look good. Let's not – the pinch hit at-bat in Cleveland was bad, 1-2-3.
Yeah.
Let's grind. Let's have some good at-bats versus Snell. I expect big things out of Clint. He's done nothing but impress this season, really. And if they wanted him to get any run, they needed to use him here. Otherwise, it was like he's a full-blown bench player the rest of the way. That's how I kind of feel about it.
Yeah, it's tough for Clint because when they go Guardy, Guardy's hot. He's got the defense. He's got a left-handed bat. You're basically saying if Guardy starts, Clint Frazier would come in for a tough Brett Gardner left-handed at-bat. The problem with that is the Yankees are so righty-heavy that I don't think a lot of teams are going to trust their lefty relievers to come in, especially with the three-out rule. So Clint was nearly rendered useless except for that odd Tyler Wade situation in the cleanup where he gets one at-bat, and it's a really tough spot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really tough spot. You're facing a good reliever, and you haven't had a bat in the postseason yet. So we kind of felt that this might be coming. Still could have flipped a coin. If Guardy was in the lineup, I'd say fine, run it back. The lineup had worked. But you're right. This is kind of Clint's chance that however long this postseason goes, if a left-handed pitcher is in the lineup, Clint does deserve to play.
Yeah.
He's done nothing but prove that. So you're telling him, hey, you're going to get a couple at-bats. You know, don't expand the zone or anything like that. Be yourself up there. Don't feel like you have to be a hero. You're going to get a full game. You know, interested to see how the ball's flying in San Diego and everything. We just watched the Dodgers game.
I think it might be the opposite of Dodgers because of the wind tunnels, and it might be flying backwards.
You'd think so. I mean, the ball is flying out in L.A. They say at night things slow down there. We'll see what goes on in San Diego. And
coming
we'll
back at him, boomerang style.
Bounces off the wall and all that stuff. You again hope that's not a factor. And, hey, if Garrett Cole can pitch – the way he did his start against Cleveland, 13 strikeouts, that limits everything that goes on defensively. So, good for Clint. We'll see what he's looking like. And, yeah, man, I mean, this lineup with the locked-in at-bats we saw against Cleveland, I mean, one through eight. I mean, again, the thing that I keep muttering to myself is Gleyber Torres, seventh. He was our three-hole hitter. We were dying to get to the three-hole last year. All the analytics nerds were yelling he needs more at-bats. You know, he's got 30 homer pop in his bat. He has a meh 60-game stretch. He's a little banged up. Now we got Gleyber Torres in seven, and that's, you know, where would he be hitting on these Rays, which maybe we'll talk about their lineup, Jim.
Yes, we can. There's a lot of things I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Someone mentioned Gary not being in the Yankees lineup. This is why I didn't want Higgy and Cole to get comfortable as a duo. I would have never allowed it if I was the Yankees top brass. But once they said Higgy was Cole's catcher, once they started giving Higgy every Cole start, that means that he's his personal catcher. You cannot undo that now. And it sucks that they did it, and now they can't undo it because Gary rocks Snell. He's got six hits off of him. Five of them are home runs. One was this season. I'd love to have Gary's bat in this game. But now I wouldn't because I don't want anything to rock Cole from what he's doing. And they pitted themselves into this situation. So it kind of sucks with Gary's numbers versus Snell is what it is at this point. They dug their own hole. Now they're going to, you know, hopefully it's a nice, cozy, fun hole and the rest of the lineup can pick it up. But, yeah, I'd like to see Gary's bat in there. He had two good games against the Indians or one good game against the Indians. Hit a home run, had the big sack, game-tying sack fly. But what are you going to do?
And it felt like the first chess move by the Rays because we were both sitting here like, you know, we would hate to see Glass now twice. You know, Snell, Yankees have had mixed bag of success, and he's had his good games against us too. But with Higgy and Cole being a thing, they can go with Snell and the Yankees have to take a weapon out of the lineup, which felt like a chess move by then. So I think that's secretly why I like them throwing Davey out there for two to give him a little bit of funk. But, yeah, we'll see. And, hey, if Garrett Cole can pitch like the Garrett Cole of the last, I think it's five games now, including the playoff start, it's unfortunately worth it.
Let's have Garrett Cole pitch like Garrett Cole in the 2019 postseason when he faced the Tampa Bay Rays twice last year. In his first start, he went 7.2 innings pitched.
Yep.
That means he was in the eighth inning, almost finished the eighth inning. And he struck out 15 batters, giving up zero runs.
Yeah, that's good.
In game five of the ALDS last year against the Rays, he did finish the eighth inning. And he struck out 10 batters while giving up one earned run.
Only 10.
So let's have Garrett Cole pitch like that version of Garrett Cole. Now, the lineup that he's facing today, Yandy Diaz is leading off. Brandon Lau batting second. Randy Arozarena batting third in left field. G-Man Choi, he's the one to watch for at first base. Margot at right field, Joey Wendell, Jake's favorite at third base, Willie Adames sharing a locker with Tatis. Not sure if you guys heard about that. Some people probably haven't. They don't live and die baseball like we have. It's the number one tidbit of the postseason so far. They're sharing a locker. Kevin Kiermaier in center field and Zunino in catcher. I'm actually most worried about G-Man Choi, Kevin Kiermaier against Cole. Those who rocked him this season. Choi's not a bottom lineup guy. He crushes Garrett Cole. It's like crazy. You have to bring, you know, a 1-2-3 inning. So G-Man Choi comes up with no one on in the second inning would be pretty ideal. I may be asking for that.
Sure.
On the live,
I could see
on
that.
The live stream.
I could see you asking for that.
Come watch with us if you would like. And then Kiermaier, he's just, you know, he went second deck off Cole.
Yeah.
Just jumping fastball. So I've been complaining about, not complaining. I've been warning or
not happy.
Not happy with Cole's approach versus bottom lineup.
Displeased in expressing your opinion on it.
Yeah. So watch out for that. But I don't know. What do you got? We can talk a lot Blake Snell as well.
Yeah, I mean, the Rays, again, a lot of those names don't jump off the paper. Randy Arozarena, I think that's going to be a player we get very familiar with in the upcoming years. He's a lefty mauler. He's been solid versus righties, and he's got worlds of speed. He's looking like five tool for them. Because, of course. And, yeah, you know, it's just the Rays. They're going to put up good at-bats. You know, Cole had one good start against them this year, and then he didn't. We'll see. You know, interested, like you've been saying, that second half of the Yankees lineup, feels like now the whole pitching staff has kind of had that approach of, like, you know, we don't need to use our A stuff to get through that. It's the playoffs. You know, don't be shy. To punch Kevin Kiermaier with a curveball in the dirt instead of trying to sneak a fastball by him. So
please
let's see a little of that. And I mean, G-Man's the story. I mean, that's such a must-watch first at bat. If G-Man Choi does something, that's a team deflator. That's the Yankees being like, really?
He's the Jose Ramirez of this game. He's the guy you don't want him up want him up with men on.
No,
which is probably smart. For them to bat him fourth.
Yeah. And it, I don't know. You know, there's really good article by Eno Saris and Lindsey Adler, who you should be following on the Yankees beat. You know, the Rays actually struck out the most in baseball this year, the way Garrett Cole is pitching and what he did against them last year. I mean, there is a formula for success here. I don't know. The Rays are going to raise. They went lefty-righty all the way through the lineup. Which some people were saying for bullpen stuff, and maybe this is leading us into the pitching path to victory a little bit.
Yeah, I want to give the G-Man Choi numbers first.
Okay, give the G-Man Choi numbers.
G-Man Choi, it's only the last two seasons, so none of these date back that far.
Right.
He is 8-for-12. 8-for-12.
Yeah.
With 3 home runs and 3 doubles. So he's gotten 12 at-bats. 6 of them are extra base hits. They're not a joke.
Yeah. It's very real. So I mean that first at bat is very, very much must watch for the Yankees and the Rays, to be honest. Like, you know, maybe I'm coming in too big brother, but if G-Man gets a hit or a, you know, extra base hit against Cole, it's going to be like, okay, you know, he's invincible to them. We almost have our cheat code against Cole.
Yeah.
And the Yankees come down. If Garrett is shoving and then he shoves against Choi, it's almost the reverse effect, right? It's like, oh, yeah, regular season was fun, huh?
Yeah.
So, and that's kind of going to be an overlying theme of this series, as the Rays did dominate the Yanks.
They did, Jake. They yeah. did. Not these Yanks. Do you have like a what to watch for, a pitching path to victory? What do you want to do?
I'll go pitching path to victory. And so I mentioned the Rays are going righty, lefty throughout. I had some people saying, you know, that's for bullpen stuff later. The Yankees' plan in this game is to go Cole, Britton, Chapman. You want seven out of Cole to Britton to Chapman.
If he's on like he was last year against the Rays, it's Cole, Chapman.
And there's a possibility for that. I mean, in the other direction, I mean, it would still be Chad Green, which those three relievers for the Yankees aren't really like big-time splits guys. So I don't know. I'm interested to see if something outside of those circumstances is happening. The Rays love implementing their bench, and you know they've got lefties, righties, and switch on there. So I'm interested to see how that comes into play, and the general game of chess that's going to go on this series. The Rays like to push buttons; they like to test you. And you know if they do pinch hit a Renfro against Zach Britton, will they win those tests? Because then you start to feel that both ways as well. I'm watching that. We talked about Clint. You know what? Let's see. Snell on the bump.
I'd like to see them lay off the Snell curve. I don't need them to do much damage the first time through, but make him throw some pitches. Don't give him an easy, because Snell is really, really good his first time through in order. Really good. He's a really good pitcher. I'd like them to make him throw a couple extra pitches, maybe spit on the curveball and the off speed a tiny bit, like they did with Bieber, because second time through, Snell's not great. And that's against any team this year. His stats are actually, like, bad. His stats second time through are what you expect to see third time through. It's interesting. And Judge is a big part of this, man. He's batting second, and he's got terrible numbers against Snell. He's 1-for-16. And, you know, they're buddies. They did the whole Instagram conversation during quarantine that, you know, if you want to go find that, everyone's tweeting and posting it everywhere. And Snell talked about how he's going to approach. Snell talked about Judge always smiles at him to disarm him a little bit. So look out for that if you want to just get a little cute, not baseball.
No, and maybe that's kind of the reverse G-man. Like if Judge were to get Snell, you know, they have a lot of history together where Snell has dominated. Again, that would be another flash towards, you know, this is the postseason, not the regular season. So we'll see what goes on there. The other thing for me, I mean, we obviously know the Gio Urshela show. I said it before, but I'm eyes on Glaber. You know, the defense held up against Cleveland. We need that to continue. Glaber's a big part of that. You know what you're going to get from Gio. You know what you're going to get from DJ. Voit's been solid. Glaber, continue to be solid at shortstop, make the plays you're supposed to make, and, dude, if he can stay hot, again, that adds a crazy dimension to this Yankees lineup. So I've got Glaber circled.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's the what to watch for. Pitching path to victory for the Yankees is easy. If it's Chad, Britton, Chapman, those are the only three pitchers you want to use in this game if it's a close game. And it depends on how long you can run Cole for. Really?
Yeah.
You know, and you just eliminate. If he can only go seven, it's Chad, it's Cole to Britton to Chapman. If he can go six, then it's Chad. Whatever, you guys get it. Those are the three at the tail end. All right. Anything else? Do we need to talk about anything else before we move on?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, we've got a bunch of diehards with us right now. You guys know this Rays team.
Pesky.
They're going to be ready to go to the bullpen. You're going to be wondering why is Joey Wendell up with, you know, a runner on second and no outs? Like, it's the Rays put themselves in good situations. And I don't know. I think we're both feeling pretty good about the Yankees lineup, everything they showed in Cleveland. It'll be interesting to see, you know, does that carry over? I mean, everyone was having good at-bats. I mean, going back to that second Cleveland game, I think there was like two or three at bats that we were just like, ah.
There were one Gardner one, and
you know, I think
Hicks had a bad one.
There was
too.
That one quick Carrasco inning, and like that was kind of it. So these guys are tuned in, so I'm excited to see if that carries over.
Yeah. Their bullpen is very scary, and Diego Castillo is going to come out. Nick Anderson's their top guy, and I don't think Nick Anderson. I don't think any Yankee has a hit off Nick Anderson.
Anyone has a hit?
No one has a hit off him.
They got a this year. They got a walk this year.
Ever. One walk. Gio Urshela has a walk. That's
big
all.
Time.
Other than that, the Yankees are 0-10 against Nick Anderson with a walk, and he's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then it's Diego Castillo. So their bullpen's scary, and they're going to mix and match.
They're going to mix and match hard, and again, you can beat those matchups. Oliver Drake, who's got the, you know, he's better against lefties than righties. If he comes in, can you corner him so a couple of the righties get big at-bats against him? And hey, you know, try to get to that bullpen, because if this series does go 4 or 5, the more we see that bullpen, the better a chance we're going to have against. So, and they're saying the same thing about us, so...
Yep. All right, moving on.
I think so.
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. What happened? You ever think about using that in one of your songs?
Just passing.
What you guys?
What about
just
like
did
an
there?
Interlude? Like a Homer draft interlude on an
just
album.
A track that's maybe like 16 seconds.
Whoa. Yes, and it's just a Homer draft.
We'll kind of talk
that's
about
fine.
That.
Yeah. Oh, I actually, he signed me as
it's
the...
It's pretty inappropriate to try to butt your way into a band.
No, I'm not talking about that band. I'm talking about a band that Zach said he was going to start with you, and
Side
I
Project.
Was the manager of.
Thank you, Julie. I did have awesome picks.
It's called Zach and the Idiot.
In the playoff Homer draft.
And you're the shirtless drummer.
Little Poppy went 3 for 4.
You have to wear a drummer hat.
Games.
Like a marching,
Stanton,
marching
Judge,
band drummer hat.
Sanchez, Voigt.
Shirtless.
John Boy went 0-for, and that's fine.
What's going on?
Oh, we're just talking about the Homer draft, the segment we introduced with the song.
Yeah.
Oh.
Joe's McFly
Luke
in the
Newcomb.
Building.
Maybe a teaser for the Homer draft. Joe's McFly in the Luke Newcomb shirt, and that's all he's wearing.
Oh,
folks.
I forgot about playoff Homer draft, Jake.
That's what everyone else was talking about.
Me and Zach were
talking about.
Yeah,
Zach
we were talking.
Zach was producing the show.
We were talking about you.
Like a professional.
We were talking about you shirtless, wearing
a march
of the Wooden Soldiers hat.
Me, Zach, and the chat
no,
were
Zach
doing the
me.
Homer draft.
We were locked eyes. Zach was laughing, thinking about you in a little monkey outfit drumming.
Zach and I were here, and we're always here.
It's called Zach and the Idiot.
Yeah, you know, 3 for 4. It ain't bad.
It's really good. You should be proud of yourself.
Yeah, I mean, we already, again, you were missing, but we already did a whole thing. So let's keep it going. Let's stay hot. Yeah, I think Joe's McFly poking his head and might be a teaser for some Luke Newcomb.
I am taking, with my first pick, Giancarlo Stanton.
Ooh, that's the popular pick today.
Yeah?
That's the popular pick today. I took him in the Talking Baseball Homer Draft. I saw people on the Instagram excited for Giancarlo, which is very different than the normal Yankees tone for Giancarlo, but he's got the people excited, and the Twitter video that was going around was from the Team USA when they played in Petco Park. Giancarlo hit a couple moon doggies, so yeah, I would love that. Get hot, Giancarlo. Again, kind of it gets overlooked that he is our fifth hitter in the lineup. You know, won an MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Hit 59 homers in a season.
Like that, but shirtless, but you.
No.
Yep.
As me and Zach have, we're good on you.
This is our, this is the side project.
We're good
doing.
On you. It's okay.
That's what your part is.
We're fine. Yeah. So great pick, Jim. Great pick.
Thanks, Jake.
It's a fantastic pick.
Thanks.
I will be taking.
Remember this potentially is a 5-game set.
I mean, talking and ordering, ordering my Homer draft picks.
Potential 5-game set. Don't waste all your good bullets.
Potentially 5 games is the key word there. I will be taking Gleyber Torres. I told
Ooh,
the people
that's an interesting one
to
for
watch
me.
Out for him. I think he's going to get it going.
Okay, interesting. Interesting.
And my other Homer draft pick will be Aaron Judge.
It's a good pick because he hits a lot of home runs in the playoffs.
Believe in do. I do.
I do. The over in the A's game officially hit.
Yep.
So that's exciting.
I told
news.
Everybody that was coming, which is good.
Yep. You didn't even take who I wanted with my next pick, so I'm kind of happy.
It's
DJ LeMahieu.
I wouldn't. The guys you want haven't been doing so hot. So.
Yeah. Well, now I'm flipped the script today with the A's.
Okay.
And the Astros.
Huge.
Yep. So I'm taking DJ. Okay. Lead off poke job.
Hmm. Right? Left? Petco. It's tough.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. It's going to be glorious.
It's huge.
People will cheer.
Excited for that.
Yeah, people will
kind
cheer.
Kind of.
You're not excited?
No, I mean, not in the stadium. Like, normally you'd say, like, people will cheer. You'd be referencing in the stadium.
Oh, no. Just anywhere, wherever they are.
Yeah.
We'll cheer where we are.
Kind of. Do we cheer? I feel like we don't cheer.
No, I don't think.
Yeah, we don't cheer. So
Zach, would
okay.
you say what
it's
we do is
back.
Cheering?
It's an apology.
Sometimes we're cheering.
In like during the live stream.
Yeah.
Watching the game. There's all kinds ooh. Of emotions. Yeah,
Ty Geller in the chat said to left center, and I kind of, if you said that, I would have been like full feathers out. Like full peacock.
Taylor likes your picks.
Thank you, Taylor Schmelzer.
Glaber picks odd. You took two guys.
Not odd. He homered last game.
I know.
Had a 30-homer season.
Yes.
Potentially a five-game set. Someone told me many times.
There would be Snell Demons.
Excuse me?
Snell Demons you're hoping to get off. Both those guys, Snell's got the best of.
It's a playoffs.
I know it's different. I'm just saying.
Playoffs.
Zach, whose picks
Matt
do you
Olson
like
had Demons. Now he's in the bleachers.
I like Jimmy's picks today because I like the Stanton pick.
Stanton picks the
thank
a
you.
Big one. A lot of people on that. No Matt, Clint.
Yeah.
No Clint today.
I don't need Clint homering today. I mean, I like it.
Yeah.
I don't need
just
him.
I know that he listens while
he's doing his drills in the outfield. He's a big-time pregame show listener. And I'd like focused at-bats, poke one to right. Do whatever the at-bat needs.
Yeah, you know I just saying? Had like a one-for-two slap single to right.
Gets it going, moves it around. Maybe he starts off a rally.
Couple good at-bats, but yeah.
What do you expect from Higgy with the bat? Do you need anything out of him?
You just see some pitches. You know, get ahead 2-0, scare Snell once. Mm-hmm. You know, Higashioka hitting, I need him and Gerrit Cole to be really good.
Yes. 15,000.
It's the Buck show off.
Strikeouts divided by 1,000. Give or take 5.
Okay.
That's what you want?
Sure.
Lands at around 10 to 20 strikeouts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure does.
All right. Cool. All right. Next up, we have Bow with the Bow. I didn't have it set up. I didn't have it set up, or I did, and I clicked out. I'm sorry. Here we go. Jake and your new band? All right. Over under. It's 7. We know it because we do it on the Talking Baseball pregame show now, so it's a little, and we already make our pick over there. So this segment has become a little lackluster for us since we already made these picks, but some people don't tune into the Talking Baseball pregame show. They just tune into this one. And for those people, the over under is 7. Jake, over on the Talking Baseball pregame show, you took
the under. 4-1 final. Gerrit looks good.
Mm-hmm.
I just think Garrett's locked in. He's had success against these Rays last postseason. He's hot right now. Him and Higgy are cruising. I think Snell's really good. You know, we have a weird impression of Blake Snell as Yankee fans. We've seen him more than he's seen any other opponents. We've seen good. We've seen bad. I think he should be solid today. I think they can get a couple off of him. I think the Rays might try to steal a couple outs with their bullpen tonight, not using some of their big guys, and I think the Yanks might get a couple extra. So I'm going under.
I am taking the over. 7's low. Yankees haven't hit an under all postseason, two games. But yeah, Yankees offense, I believe in them, or I believe in a sneaky over. I don't know how it's going to happen, but my gut says over. Like, you know, 4-3 is a push. I could see that happening. I don't know. I don't have like a final score that matches what my gut's telling me, but my gut's saying that's...
That Bieber game went over.
Bieber game went over?
Yeah.
I think Vegas is dropping it pretty low to try and get sneaky on us. So I'm going over. Bring the boomsticks, the Yankees.
I'm in on that.
Those blow-up things they have in Anaheim or San Francisco? Thunder sticks? What are those called? Annoying. Anyway. All right. That's the pregame show. We got an hour and a half till game time. If you want to join us and watch along, we will be sitting right here losing our damn minds for 3 hours straight. And then afterwards, for patrons only, we will be doing the live postgame recap.
Edgar Maz Hicks going deep today. Kind of like that.
I like that because it wasn't even an option.
Oh, my God. That's a great call.
Righty Hicks?
Judge, Voigt, Stanton, Gio, Glaber. Righty Hicks just pimps one.
I wasn't even a thought in my brain. Yeah. So that's why I'm so like it. Wow. I ran down the lineup to see who I wanted.
Edgar followed it up with a yeah. Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Gary Sanchez.
Yeah.
Win the pitch.
Win the pitch. I wish I ordered the shirts. We don't have them, damn it.
Not here.
Oh, bow at the bow to take us out. See you guys. Get hyped, say hi.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.